break my heart.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There is a reward now for information about the identity of the person who killed Charlie Kirk. Authorities in Utah also released photos of a person of interest. He's young, wearing dark clothing and sunglasses. CBS's Anna Schechter reports the public's help may be key, but authorities have other tools.
They have a footprint, they have a forearm print, a palm print. That can help them, but it can only go so far. I think that the technology of surveillance footage is really going to be the key here.
Vice President Vance is in Salt Lake City to escort Kirk's body to Arizona on Air Force Two. CBS's Finn Gomez.
Charlie Kirk and Vice President Vance are very close. With Vance, it goes back to 2021, when Vance was considering a Senate run in his home state, Ohio. One of the first people that he reached out to was Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk has been a longtime advocate, really, since then for Vice President Vance.
Michael Wallace reports Kirk's assassination was just the latest case of political violence, and experts fear more.
The attempts on President Trump's life, the shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers. What's fueling the political violence?
An increased level of polarization in the United States, of pro-violence rhetoric on the part of elected officials.
Dr. Garen Wintermute is the director of the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis. Its latest survey found 30% of adults believe violence is justified to advance a political purpose.
That can create a climate of acceptance for violence that makes it easier for violence to happen.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In Florida, a trial is underway for Ryan Ruth, charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump while he played golf last year. Ruth is representing himself and discussed Adolf Hitler in his opening statement. Americans are marking 24 years since the 9/11 attacks in New York.
William F. Abrahamson.
Richard Anthony Achetto.
Jonathan O'Brien has the latest on the Koreans detained in a massive immigration raid in Georgia.
After multiple delays, the flight carrying the workers left Atlanta just before noon. The departure follows a week-long diplomatic back and forth after the workers were detained during an immigration raid at a Hyundai manufacturing facility near Savannah. According to an attorney representing 10 of the workers, none of them are facing charges for violating immigration law. So under those circumstances, they would be allowed back into the U.S. immediately.
And checking the numbers on Wall Street at this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow up 586 points. The S&P 500 set another record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people were rescued without injuries after their small plane went down in Lake Michigan near Racine this afternoon. It had taken off from Mitchell at about 12:45. About 12 minutes into the flight, the plane suddenly lost speed and dropped from about 7,000 feet into the lake. That was about 14 miles off the shore of Wind Point. Initial reports said two people were seen on top of the plane before it sank. The Coast Guard and a Racine County dive team led the rescue. All passengers were found wearing life jackets and were safely pulled from the water by about 1:30. We're trying to find out more about what happened. With an increase in burglaries, the Racine Police Department is telling people to stay watchful and to secure your stuff. The statement specifically says the burglaries are happening from garages and businesses. Police are sharing safety tips to make properties less attractive to thieves. They're also encouraging people to report suspicious behavior like folks loitering or looking into windows. The Milwaukee Public Works Committee voted to join the new rail commission. If passed, Milwaukee will work with Racine and Kenosha to plan a potential commuter rail service connecting the cities. The idea is still in the early stages. UW Parkside is seeing one of its biggest freshman classes in years, with nearly 900 new students and an 8.5% enrollment jump. A new direct admission program is letting more high schoolers easily apply to Wisconsin universities. And police say fake ransom and kidnapping scams are on the rise. There was a report in Kenosha yesterday with a woman getting a call demanding $25,000 for her daughter's release. The woman quickly checked on her daughter. She was found safe. The woman did report the scam to police. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. We don't get to pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. We're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. That has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies, a beautiful September day with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late with lows in the upper 50s. On Friday, some patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny. Another great day with high temperatures in the mid 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you know all of the abbreviations on this upcoming list? These are the most Googled text abbreviations in order from most searches to least. SMH. If somebody texts you SMH, do you know what that means? It means shaking my head. What about POV, point of view? NSFW, not safe for work. How about FOMO, FOMO? I know that one. Fear of missing out. TLDR, too long, did not read. And how about IYKYK? That's if you know, you know. OFC is, of course. IMO is, in my opinion. And HMU is, hit me up.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. She's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
The moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two.
And timeless hits on WRJN. I hope you have your calendar marked for Tuesday, September 30th, especially if you or someone you know is helping to care for an aging loved one. On Tuesday, September 30th at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue from 2 to 6 p.m., it's the Racine County Eyes Aging Well Expo. A lot of vendors are going to be there to help seniors and their families navigate through what services are available to help seniors stay active and healthy. And if you want to learn more about it, you can check it out at our website at WRJN.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for ticks and showtimes.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're gonna have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Guys?
Hi, Kalimba.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school into your future as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer, and we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
bump, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song that features lyrics about a younger person not being ready for the difficulties of adult life or love, a theme that resonated with many listeners at the time. This is Bobby V and Come Back When You Grow Up on WRJN.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby. But your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby. Twice as tough. Come back, baby. When you grow up, come back. When you grow up, girl, you've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Thank you.
News on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, your week, your news delivered. The WRJN weekly newsletter brings you top stories, contests, local business profiles, and marketing insights. It's free and easy to sign up for. Go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people were rescued without injuries after their small plane went down in Lake Michigan near Racine this afternoon. It had taken off from Mitchell at about 12:45. About 12 minutes into the flight, the plane suddenly lost speed and dropped from about 7,000 feet into the lake. That was about 14 miles off the shore of Wind Point. Initial reports said two people were seen on top of the plane before it sank. The Coast Guard and a Racine County dive team led the rescue. All passengers were found wearing life jackets and were safely pulled from the water by about 1:30. We're trying to find out more about what happened. It'll look like a winter wonderland tonight in all white, and now Titletown has been named as a wonder. Connie Feldman has more.
During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named the stadium the 11th wonder of Wisconsin Wednesday. The growing list includes iconic bucket list spots around the state like Devil's Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, and Apostle Island's National Lakeshore. With a seating capacity of 81,041, Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL, and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. Lambeau Field opened in 1957 as City Stadium, replacing the original City Stadium at Green Bay East High School. It was renamed in 1965 in memory of Packers founder, player, and longtime head coach, Earl Curly Lambeau.
You can hear that game tonight right here on WRJN. With an increase in burglaries, the Racine Police Department is telling people to stay watchful and to secure your stuff. The statement specifically says the burglaries are happening from garages and businesses. Police are sharing safety tips to make properties less attractive to thieves. They're also encouraging people to report suspicious behavior like folks loitering or looking into windows. Officials say staying alert is key to preventing the crimes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Helmer.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies, a beautiful September day with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late with lows in the upper 50s. On Friday, some patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny. Another great day with high temperatures in the mid 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
WRJN. I will always be around.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, hello there, Dick Graceffa.
Hi, Kurt. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty well, and folks will recognize your voice as that of high school football here on WRJN, and we're getting to the point where we're smack dab in the middle of the season now. We got another game coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, we do tomorrow night, and once again, we've got a game in the Southern Lakes Conference between two undefeated teams.
Wow.
We'll have Union Grove again, as they are 3-0 now, versus Burlington. Our first look at Burlington this year out at Don Dalton Stadium in Burlington. So I'm looking forward to a very, very competitive game tomorrow night.
I got to ask you this. You put the season together, the broadcast schedule together before the season began, right?
Right.
Now, how did you know we were going to have two undefeated teams this week?
You know, I guess the experience of all the years of doing it, and, you know, the programs at various schools, you know, they're probably, you know, they're going to be, you know, good to very good. And these two teams have very good, lower level programs. So, typically, they're pretty good. So this game will give a stronghold to the team that wins the game on first place. So
I bet you saw that game on the schedule and you circled it and you were just salivating.
Yes, I kind of was, because what you have is you have a very strong running by Union Grove, and then you have on the other side of the coin, you have a very strong passing game by Burlington. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins out here. Will it be the run offense of the Broncos or the passing offense of the Demons?
Do you have an inkling?
I won last week. So this week I'm going to say it's a pick 'em. I think either team. I can't pick a winner this week.
Okay. I normally would say that that's a cop out, but I think I agree with you on that one. So I can't say that.
Okay.
Anything else we should know about this game tomorrow night?
No, other than the team that wins, they'll go to 2-0 in the conference, and everybody's chasing Lake Geneva Badger because they've won the conference the last 3 years and have made two appearances at states. So they're all trying to stay close to the Lake Geneva Badgers, who have won their first three games very, very handily. So that's what they're trying to do.
This sounds like one we must tune in for.
You should, if you can, be a good one.
All right. Broadcast details for tomorrow night?
Yeah, broadcast details. Again, we'll have our pregame at 6:40, and we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock.
All right. Union Grove at Burlington, right?
Yep.
All right. Have a good call, Dick.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Dick Graceffa there. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's a little bit me, and it's a little bit you. look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for Green Bay Packer football. That's right, Packers coming up tonight on WRJN as the Washington Commanders come to town.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
We are going to have the pregame for you coming up at 5, kickoff just after 7 here on WRJN. And Packer football is brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20. See the full season schedule online at WRJN.com and go Pack!
Green Bay Packers!
Go Pack!
Today is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist of French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese. It's topped with a vanilla bourbon icing sprinkled with cinnamon. And it is simply delicious. So get one today. While at O&H, be sure to grab a bunch of pumpkin donut holes, a delicious seasonal treat your family will love. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Yeah.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, it's 4 things you did not know yesterday. It's all coming up on WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Oh, temptation has. You gotta love me. Gotta love me tonight. Gotta love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, our innocence is just a game, but just the same.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Authorities in Utah are still looking for the gunman who shot and killed Charlie Kirk yesterday. CBS's Scott McFarland reports photos were released of a person of interest. He's young, wearing dark clothes and sunglasses. And there's also a reward.
The search, which is now eclipsed 24 hours or about to eclipse 24 hours, could end at any time. But these new postings, the FBI posting a reward, the FBI posting a photo or two of the suspected shooter, indicate they may not be as farther along in the journey as we thought this morning.
Vice President J.D. Vance will escort Kirk's body to his hometown. CBS's Aaron Navarro has more from the White House.
Vice President Vance flying to Utah today to meet with Kirk's family, as well as have Kirk's body on Air Force Two traveling back to Arizona. Said in a long post last night that Kirk, quote, didn't just help us win in 2024. He helped us staff the entire government.
President Trump paid tribute to Kirk at a 9/11 service at the Pentagon.
I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
That ceremony was moved from the 9/11 memorial to an inner courtyard due to security. In New York, Marla Diamond reports they cleared the decks of the Intrepid Museum to create space to pack up food for this National Day of Service.
While many tears will be shed at the 9/11 memorial and beyond,
this observance that we've created around the country is life-affirming.
Jay.